Hey guys, how are you? And those who are listening now or who will listen later, because it'll be a podcast. Right now it's your live radio show. Isn't that cool? I love technology. I'm not very good at it at times, but hey, it's all good. Past few couple of weeks, I've been listening and watching, and for some amazing things or tools to use for manifesting, right? You know, and this one really, really has blown me away because I'm using it along with other things like most of us are doing. And but when you do it and you do it consistently, you'll see. So what's it called? It's basic, right? And you're not going to believe this when I tell it to you. Okay. And I was like, what? Are you for real? And first time I heard it was on, does anybody ever watch TED Talks? Because every day I try to do something with personal development, right? And, you know, my guy the other day, he said, came into my office because I had to get something done. And it took me 4 days to get it done. And I thought, you know, it'd be done within 24 hours, right? There's a lot of things I had to fill out and to do and to write down. And, you know, things I'm not strong in, you do it until you get strong in, right? So 4 days nonstop, you get strong in something, right? So I've decided to implement that in my daily work. Okay, so enough about that. But it taught me something that I had been listening to. I heard, you know, Steve Jobs give an interview, and, you know, he died, but he was amazing, right? Apple. Something that you can, that looks like a fruit, but it's not a fruit and you can eat. That was something I saw the other day, Apple computers, right? And, but he had said that a couple of things, but one of the things that he'd said in an interview I saw with him was, he said that concentration, he said, people do not know how to concentrate, right? And he said, and they try to multitask, right? And concentrating is important. And I was like, well, concentration? We all concentrate, right? But what do we concentrate on every day, all right? And so I said, oh, let me look at that and let me focus on that. So I was looking, getting up in the morning, and I'd be bummed out about something and angry or annoyed at something, or I'd be really happy. So I said to myself, I go, I'm going to concentrate on, just concentrate on what I want to do this morning. So, you know, in my daily ritual, watching personal development, I watched one about a Chakrapani. He used to be a monk, and now he's an entrepreneur and a priest, and he's a millionaire, right? And so he started talking about concentration. I was like, maybe there's something with this. So, as I said, I did personal development, and I heard two people within a relatively couple of days apart talking about concentration and how you concentrate on things, and miracles happen. And when I was listening to, you know, Steve Jobs, he had mentioned that with a whole list of other things, but I really, really like him. He meditated, and he was such a family guy, and he gave back, and he took his, you know, Apple to a whole new level, and just an amazing soul, right? Tesla, I saw something about him who discovered the alternating current, who said the same thing, and what, you know, he's like way before his time, and was talking about concentration. You know, there's another one out there that, well, it doesn't really matter. Why concentration? Well, because when you concentrate on something, you know, it's like meditation. Meditation is not something that that you do. You put on your concentration is like this tool, meditation. Let me reiterate that, because when you concentrate on something, right, or you meditate, it's like food or meditation. Let me back up, because meditation will, you know, when you get up in the morning, you meditate. You know, it sets your time, you know, your time apart, you know, for the whole day. You put your intentions out there. You concentrate what you want to create. You listen to what your angels, God, your higher power says to you. So, but concentration is like meditation or eating good food, okay? Because when you eat good food, you start, like in the morning, you eat, let's say, a bowl of oatmeal or a carrot, right? and the rest of the day you eat pizza, ice cream, candy, Sour Patch Kids, I love those, right? Chocolate, who doesn't love chocolate? So, you know, if you eat the carrot once a day and you eat the crap the rest of the day, doesn't work, does it? I mean, your body looks like crap most of the time. You feel like crap a lot of times if you're doing that day in and day out, a little bit of stuff like that. Moderation is always good, I think. So concentration is like it. So you wake up in the morning and you're concentrating, well, I want to do this, this, and this, right? And then you get on the phone, you start gossiping, or you're on the phone bitching and moaning and groaning about stuff, and I've done that, okay? So, you know, Steve Jobs, Chakrapani, Tesla, you know, I've read about them and listened to YouTube's free. You can get anything there on YouTube about whatever. Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins, you know, talking about concentration. And these are millionaires, billionaires, right? And this is one thing that they all have in common. They concentrate on their goals, not only their goals, but what they're looking to create, because then that way you can really tap into that energy, because that's what you've got to do. You know, if you're over here multitasking, then it doesn't work, okay? So I was talking to a client of mine. She's also a friend, and amazing the way she manifests. I've never seen anyone. She wanted to get a guy, a car, a new car, and get married, and a house. And she's got them all except for the marriage part. She's engaged, and they're planning the wedding now. I told her the ring that he got her is so beautiful. I said, you know, it's a hope diamond missing, right? And so, you know, we were talking how she does that. She's a great manifester. Some of you guys really are, right? And so, but you concentrate on it. You concentrate and tap into that energy, right? So, you know, and that's what all these people I'm telling you about are doing. Not only that, you know, Marianne Williamson talks about that too as well. Concentration, you know, being whatever you're looking to create, you've got to be that. And how do you do that? As you concentrate. So my own goal with this is that, okay, I'm not going to multitask. As I said, I've been listening to these folks for the past couple of weeks, and it works. Okay. So I was talking to my friend, my client this morning, and, you know, she worked with me, you know, before a lot more. And then I said, you don't really need to work with me daily. You can call me whatever and we can talk and we do things, right? So she called me a couple weeks ago. She goes, I want to talk to you and work with you again. I said, no problem. So we, you know, put a schedule out and that's what we're doing. But when I was talking to her today, I said, I'm going to concentrate totally on you. And, you know, I heard my phone go off and I was like, I didn't look at her at anything. I said, I'm focusing totally on what she's doing, what I'm doing, and helping her get the results that she's looking to get. And I look at that in my own life, right? So, you know, this afternoon I came home, I was like, oh, you know, I was tired. And because I had worked 4 days, totally concentrated on what I had to do. I, you know, took a few breaks and I got it done. And so focusing on what I had to do today, I got a new client. I got a new, you know, I do nutrition and wellness. I have a company that I'm working with that I do that. And I was able to, you know, and I want to be a billionaire. That's what I'd like to do. So I have to concentrate to do that, concentrate on the task at hand, concentrate on my personal development. And so out of that, what's happening is that, you know, I've got some things that I've put into place and been able to generate more income, not just income for today, okay, you know what I mean, but income for tomorrow, putting things in place. And that's just happened when learning that, you know, or not, I mean, because they don't teach how to concentrate in school, do they? I mean, come on, right? And, you know, they really don't. So, you know, concentration will bring things to you. Because what you do is you tap into that energy, right? You're going, you know, my mantra every day, and I write this down at least 10 times a day, is I am a happy, spiritual, sexy, diva, billionaire. What do you think? Isn't that good? And that's what I am, right? And so that's something that you know, you put the mantras in place, you make the concentration. Remember, meditation is key. When you concentrate, it's bringing, you're concentrating on those goals, and you don't get sidetracked, and you know, and you create some great things. I, you know, it, and But that's because you're focused on your goals. I mean, when you drive, you have to pay attention to the road. You have to concentrate, right? Sometimes we don't. And but that's the best case scenario. So multitasking doesn't work, but concentrating does, and what you're looking to create. So this morning, I was thinking I'd heard this, as I said, probably 10 different times, over the past few weeks. And I was like, concentration? That's such a basic thing, but it's really not, because not a lot of people know how to do it. We're not, as I said, we're not taught how to do that in school. So I said, well, let me tell you that, in the morning time, you think about, I want to be a billionaire, right? And I'm going to be a billionaire. And I mean that. And I know that. So when you, a couple years from now, as I become this, well, I'm already starting to become that. And that's not from my, like a inheritance or anything. That is something that is, I am creating within myself, right? And I already know what I'm going to invest it in. I know, I'm starting to do that. Me and my guy are. I also know, what I'm going to, the charities that I'm going to give back to, and the type of people I want to work with, right? So that's, and I'm sorry if I'm going, that's important to do, I think, to know, not just to have some kind of pie in the sky goal, right? If you want to make it real, you got to know what you're going to do with it. And that's something I know without a shadow of a doubt. Right. And all the ones that I've been listening to have said that too as well. They said, you got to know what you're going to invest it in, and, and know what you're going to, what you want to invest in, what you want to create. Why do you want to create it? And what are you going to do with it when you create it? Right. And you have those, you've got to believe it, and then you'll see it. And I know that too, as a fact. And do I ever drop the ball? You bet. Okay. But it's like, if you're wanting to be healthy, you have to concentrate on that, okay? So in your body. So if you eat one carrot a day and the rest you eat like crap, it doesn't work. You got to concentrate on that. If you want to make your, have your goals in the meditation, then you meditate and then you concentrate on those goals. And remember, man, you have no idea. I go, this stuff really works. I concentrate in the morning in my meditation about connecting with an energy, with the force of making, creating, and being a billionaire, okay? I concentrate on that. I remember feeling before in my life when I've gotten really excited about making, creating something, money, and I tap into that feeling, because I'll go back to the time when I experienced it. Doesn't matter if it's $10 or $10 million. Do you remember getting excited about something that you've achieved? And I go, okay, I've done that, right? And so I'm concentrating on that. I'm saying it again and again and again and again, because tomorrow morning you're like, what did she say? Or this doesn't make sense. Oh, this doesn't work. Really? Are you a billionaire? Are you a millionaire yet? Or do you want to be? Great. Then concentrate on that. Tap into that energy. And I don't mean to be harsh, because that's not my nature to be harsh. But I want to see everybody get their goals, right? And I think that's important to do. So what is an angel that helps you with concentration, record keeping? Because I'm going to tell you, I know this without a shadow of a doubt, that it does work, because this weekend I concentrated on something that I needed to get done. I thought I could get it done in a few hours, and it literally took me 4 days. But I concentrated, and I understand why I need to do that, and I've implemented it in my own life, okay? One of the things that, his name is Archangel Raguel, and he helps you with record keeping, orderliness. Did I say that right? Sorry. Also keeping things organized, as I just said, and also will show you the type of, because I asked him, I said, I need you to help me with this. And then you want to know something, my sweetheart, I love him. He's amazing. He said, Tree, I found this for you. Because I was doing it, I would still be doing it if I did it the way I was going to do these records. And he found something for me that is working, okay? And it will take me to a whole new level. And then, in meditation, I was connecting with things, we are all creative, I think, or we wouldn't be listening to this show or other shows or doing what we do, because some of you guys, or all you guys, are super, super amazing and talented and very, very psychic, okay? Or very, very intuitive, whatever you feel comfortable using. But one of the things that, that I do know is that you to take your life to a new level, you've got to implement some organizational skills. some ways to do keep records, and that's so important. Okay, and the way to not shoot in the dark, but have a goal and have a way to achieve it, right? And so that's super important. But if I can do some of the things that I've done in the past few weeks, I know you guys can. And well, all I'm saying is, in the morning time, you know, I write my goals down at least 10 times. Okay, right? I am a sexy, spiritual, diva billionaire. I am that, okay? And so then I write that down 10 times. I concentrate on that energy because it is a force, that energy force as a billionaire. Steve Jobs, you know, Tony Robbins, Marianne Williamson, she's actually running for president. You know what I mean? And I think what's his name, Chakrapani, right? And all these folks, Tony Robbins, have used that same quality there. And they've all said it. I was like, wow, how did I miss this over the years? And it doesn't matter. I'm not missing it anymore. And focus on that, focus and concentrate. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. On that quality, okay? Don't multitask. And whatever you're doing, focus on that, right? And if you're doing something that is not healthy, like talking about yourself, you know, and the self-talk that you give yourself, change the self-talk. It sounds easy, doesn't it? But it's not. I'm telling you, how many times have I called myself a dumbass, right? A gazillion of them, right? How many times have I talked really negative about a person? I don't do that. I'm like, man, they got the right to live their own life, right? So I'm going to talk about being kind to someone. It's so important. And, you know, and man, they got their own life to live, and we don't know their challenges, nor do we need to know them, you know. And be kind to people. Concentrate on what you're looking to create. If I'm going to be a billionaire, maybe you can be a gazillionaire. Maybe you can be a billionaire with me. We'll do some stuff together. So I hope that helps you. I know that, and, you know, I've listened to these guys, and they've really helped me. But I have put some things in place since I started a few weeks ago. Once again, I'm telling you this, that it's going to generate a lot of income. And I know how I'm going to spend it. I also know this, what I'm going to donate it to, because I'm going to give money away to charities that I really believe in. Dogs, you know, I love animals, dogs, cats, any kind of animals. I'm going to do that, and I'm also going to give it to kids with cancer, especially DPIG. It's a big, long name, and I've seen four kids die of it, and they usually get diagnosed before the age of 9, and they die. I saw a little girl. She got it. They diagnosed her February 28th of 2017, and she was gone. We live forever. By July 30th, I think, of last year. Sorry, it was in 2018. Please forgive me. And so she had, you know, from February to July, but she was gone. You know, she's never gone because we live forever, right? That's what I believe or feel. And so that touched my heart. I go, I've met four kids like that, and it said, I want to help some way. So, you know, there's organizations that help these kids. So that's a passion I have. I also want to help people have their dreams and succeed, and that's another passion. And sometimes it is so hard to concentrate. It's so hard to believe, right? No, it's not. Cancel. Sometimes I get so caught up in other areas of my life, okay, or somebody else's stuff, that I forget or let my own passion, my own dreams go for a minute, but just for a minute, and I'm back on. So anyway, on that note, I hope that helps you. I know it works. I know. And listen to personal development, because that will help you. I promise you. And think about your angels, because everyone has your angels, the god of their understanding, goddess of your understanding, however you see that. And any ascended master, Jeshua, which is Jesus. I use his Hebrew name, Buddha, whoever you believe in, they're out there to help you. And, of course, the angels, you have the guardian angels and all the archangels. But that archangel that I gave you tonight, amazing, helps you with all this stuff. Concentration, Archangel Raguel, organization, helping you record keeping, helping you find the system that will help you be able to create, because the same mindset that got you to this place where you're at right now is not the same mindset that's going to take you out of it. I promise you that. Why do I say that? Because I know that from my own experience, okay? And I'm going to share the story with you. I was on a conference call not too long ago, and I saw a guy there, and he's a beautiful soul. And he started out, man, homeless, okay? And I saw him on YouTube first, and then I tracked him down, and so I could listen to him like live, and I did. And dude's homeless, right? And he was riding a bike, putting out flyers for his way to make money, his business. I was like, this homeless dude's riding a bike doing that, right? Anyway, so he got a ratty car, a really ratty car, and he. Man, I think cry when I think about this one. He had a really ratty car, and he would invite people so he could talk to them, and they would get in his car, and he would talk to him about it. And he said, "This is my front seat," or he said, "This is my kitchen table." That's what he'd say. He said, "This is my living room," talking about the back seat. And he said, "In the," because he had one of those big, really old cars that had the not back seat, but it was where you can put a sleeping bag down. And he goes, "That's my bedroom." And now he has like this amazing, amazing home. It's I'm not sure about that. I mean, we just got a new home ourselves. It's got a pool and everything, but it's just a stepping stone. And so when I heard him talk, do a lot of seminars, like amazing. And I was like, wow. And then, one of my clients, man, this one's going to make me cry too. Please forgive me. I'll tell you this story. She was a really broke attorney. And, and she wasn't being paid enough, and she was robbing Peter to pay Paul. And she was talking to me today because she's a client of mine, and she's been a friend of mine for years, but she is a client of mine. And I met her in an elevator, told her I felt like she was going to get married and meet somebody she was going to marry. 6 months later, she did. Anyway, that's another story. So she's a client of mine, and she just has a deal where she raised $30 million, and she didn't. Let me put it like this, because I'm going to tell you it wrong. I won't do that. She has an investment right now where she's got, $10 million that she's going to make, and she's buying up all of a city block. Amazing, right? And I keep saying amazing because that's what it is. And I remember when she started like this, and I said, "How did you do that?" She goes, "I really concentrated, and I really understood my business." And she's another one that told me that. She goes, "And I put my goals out there, what I wanted." She goes, "But Therese, I concentrated on it. And when anybody would come and see me and wanted to know about this opportunity, I knew it like the back of my hand." And she goes, "I didn't drop the ball." And she said, "And I believe in, my daughter was really, sometimes she wasn't the most supportive person with me." And she goes, "But I was always supporting her, and I would always talk about my dream." And my guy's got the same dream. And so they're together, they're building this. But this is one of my clients, right? So I'm attracting those kind of people. So I'm tapping into some energy. And I'm not saying me, because, because I'm just telling you this. If I can do it, anybody can. I hope that makes sense to you guys. I really do, those who are listening to it now or listening to it later. Those are some of the cool clients that I have, right? A couple of them right there. But don't just keep focused. Concentrate on your goal, whatever you want to achieve. And if you're not clear about it, then be the best mom or dad you can be, and the goal will come. Because when you look at those sweet kids, sometimes you're sweet, right? Are they your sweet children? And you figure out, you know what? I'm going to, I have a client that does a show called The Legacy. And she does a wonderful job in it, and she's really becoming clear on her, what she wants to do. And she does that Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on Angel Coaches radio station here. So you may want to listen to it. But she's really clear on building her family. And so that's one way, that's in a show you can listen to. We're doing another show tomorrow. Myself and Melissa, Go Run. for Fun Fitness, okay? And so you can find us on Instagram with that. Go Run for Run for Fun Fitness. I think that's her Instagram account. I can't remember now, but it doesn't really matter. I'm there all the time. And she's amazing. And, you know, we do that show about, and we have special speakers on there. So you might want to listen to it. But I figure if I'm doing stuff like that, and you guys, I have radio shows, and some of my clients have radio shows on Angel Coaches. If you want a radio show, you give me a call, and I'll find a place where you can do your radio show, okay, with this, because this is an uplifting situation, okay? Just concentrate. Raguel's there. Any angel will help you, okay? And most of all, your angels, your guardian angels, your archangels, and those ones that stand beside God will be there and help you. And our goddess of your understanding, your ascended master, Yeshua, Buddha, whoever you believe in, higher part of you. And so I hope that makes sense. I love you guys with all my heart. And I want to help anybody. So if you want a great coach, that would be me. And I'll help you any way I can, because my coaching program helps people get results. Okay? So I'm opening up and taking new clients now. I also have a great health and wellness program that I'm using, and we'll introduce you to if you want to do something with health and wellness and be the best version of yourself in the mind, body, spirit, because I believe all three work together. I love you guys once again. Take care. Have a great now, and I will see you tomorrow.